Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
When Syncrude first started its operations in the 1970s, raw bitumen was moved by conveyor belt to the plant. But the conveyor belts could not handle distance or cold weather. Veteran technology researcher Richard Mazalenko helped Syncrude pioneer a new method called hydrotransport. That's where bitumen is pumped down a pipeline in a slurry.
The advantage there was we could pump at great distances, and then distance was no longer a limiting factor, whereas the conveyor belts were. The other advantage was we could go lower temperature, and that was a great innovation. On the environment, we were definitely being environmentally responsible by not using as much energy, not having to heat it, the slurry as much anymore. But we also were able to get the advantage of not having to spend a lot of money on conveyors that had to be replaced continually. There were many people involved in this, engineers and people that designed this equipment. They had to evaluate pumps, and they had to determine what the density of this material had to be so that it wouldn't sand out in the pipe, or how fast it had to be pumped so that it wouldn't freeze, for example, in the pipes.
Thanks to the early work of Richard Mazalenko and his team, hydrotransport is now used across the oil sands industry. Thanks today to Syncrude. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.